The first, Win and You're In qualifier for the prestigious Moutet Mile, the Ian Levy Cup, is scheduled for Monday, April 6th, 2026. 8 of the finest horses currently in training will clash over 8.5 furlongs. Among the contenders is the reigning 2025 Horse of the Year, Ride All Day, who makes his eagerly awaited seasonal debut. The quick galloper has carefully assessed the chances of each of the 8 entrants, analysed in draw order. 1. Barnaby, USA. This seasoned 5-year-old has already faced the starter twice in 2026. On February 8th, he produced a strong late surge to defeat stablemate Neo Star over a mile in Overnight Allowance Company. He returned on February 21st, but was outpaced by Pack Plays and outdone by Givano at 7.5 furlongs. Barnaby, a foreigner, relishes extended trips and will appreciate every inch of the 8.5 furlongs on offer. Though not blessed with early speed, his stamina and run-on qualities are undeniable. Carrying just 106 pounds, a featherweight compared to his rivals, is a significant advantage. As the defending champion of this very cup race, Barnaby cannot be overlooked and will be a major player in the closing stages. 2. Neo Star, imported in utero. Neo Star arrives here off a confidence-boosting victory in Overnight Company. However, this represents a steep climb into Grade 1 territory, where the competition is far sterner. His natural pace ensures he will be prominent in the early exchanges, but whether he can sustain that effort against proven Grade 1 performers remains the question. Neo Star's presence will certainly shape the early race tempo. 3. Pack Plays, USA. Pack Plays enters the Ian Levy Cup, riding the momentum of back-to-back victories. His style is built around early speed, and he is expected to set the pace once again. However, he will not have things his own way, with Neo Star and California Crown likely to challenge him on the headlines. Moreover, Pack Plays has historically struggled beyond 7.5 furlongs, raising doubts about his stamina over this longer trip. A drop in weight from 123 pounds to 117 pounds is a welcome relief, but whether that alone can offset the distance concern is debatable. 4. Fun Can't Done, USA. Fun Can't Done finished third in the 2025 Moutet Mile, beaten nearly 10 lengths by Ride All Day, while conceding only 1 pound. He arrives here in decent form, having scored over 7 furlongs on March 14th. Yet, the shadow of Ride All Day looms large once again. This time, Fun Can't Done carries 118 pounds, compared with Ride All Day's 126 pounds. An 8-pound difference. On paper, the gap in the handicaps is evident. His best hope lies in securing a minor placing, perhaps second or third, if things fall his way. 5. Supernatural Power. Supernatural Power was narrowly beaten by Fun Can't Done on March 14th over 7 furlongs. In that race, she reverted to her old flaw of breaking slowly from the gates. Her connections are attempting to address this by removing the blinkers and fitting a visor. Almost level in the handicaps with Fun Can't Done, the pair are evenly matched, making their duel for second place intriguing. Importantly, Supernatural Power is proven over 8.5 furlongs, which could tilt the balance in her favour if she breaks cleanly. 6. California Crown. The lone true locally bred runner in the field, California Crown's role is expected to be that of a pace disruptor. His early speed will ensure he is visible in the headlines during the opening stages, but sustaining that effort against seasoned Grade 1 campaigners is unlikely. His presence, however, could complicate matters for Pack Plays and Neo Star. 7. Givano, USA. Givano has shown himself to be a capable competitor at the overnight and open allowance levels. However, when stepping up to Grade 1 company, he has consistently found the opposition too strong. While he may run honestly, the gulf in class is likely to expose him once more. 8. Ride all day. The reigning horse of the year, Ride All Day, makes his much-anticipated return to action. His last outing in the Moutet Mile on December 6, 2025, was a commanding victory that reaffirmed his brilliance. Freshened and meticulously prepared for this assignment, Ride All Day has been impressing in morning workouts. The distance poses no challenge, and his proven Grade 1 credentials make him the standout contender. It will take a bold punter to oppose him, as he remains the horse to beat. Conclusion: Barnaby, the defending champion, brings stamina and a featherweight advantage, while Pack Plays and Neo Star promise to inject early speed into the contest. Fun Can't Done and Supernatural Power appear locked in a duel for minor honours, with California Crown likely to play the role of pace agitator. Giovanno, though honest, may find the Grade 1 company too demanding. Yet, towering above them all is Ride All Day, the reigning horse of the year, whose brilliance and preparation make him the clear benchmark. With a coveted Win and You're In berth to the Moutet Mile on the line, the Ian Levy Cup is not just a seasonal debut, it is a proving ground, a test of form, stamina, and class.